right back to our IntelliSystems phone to say hello to our good friend Larry Rudwick. Larry is a business coach extraordinaire, helping businesses, careers, and personal lives. You can read all about Larry, the business, and his processes at businesstuneups.com. Larry, welcome back into the Buzz on Biz. Good to talk to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Bill.
We are going to pick right up where we left off last week, and I know we got a lot of material to cover, so we'll dive right in on it. Your most recent article in the Buzz on Biz Free Monthly newspaper is really part two of the one that began in the October issue on employee reviews. Six steps, the first of which is discuss the positives. The second is discuss problems or challenges. Number three, which is where we'll pick up today, discuss things that are neither positives nor problems. Four is ask and answer questions. Five, create goals. And six, discuss compensation, rewards, and benefits. So we covered the positives and the challenges, the negatives or problems, last month. Let's pick right up on number three, things that are neither positives nor problems. And I know you wanted to give us, I think, a couple of examples of what those might be.
Basically, I have three examples. These would be called comments. And the purpose of the review is not just to discuss how the employee is doing, but we also want to talk about how the business or the organization is doing as well, so that the employee sees the big picture. So some examples of step three, comments, would be comments about the business, not the employee. Mm-hmm. Or it could be comments that the employee is doing their normal duties like they should be, which is neither a positive or negative remark.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be comments about new rules or procedures that have taken effect recently within the organization. So that would be three examples.
Okay. How much of this, Larry, and I'm going to think not much, in an employee review situation, how aggressive or proactive should the employee be in these situations? Or is this a meeting called by the boss and the boss gets to run that show?
It really varies from company to company. Some companies that are particularly larger organizations are more structured, and so potentially the review would be done the same month every year.
Mm-hmm.
But in a smaller company, there's a lot more flexibility, and I like working with small companies. I suggest, well, do a review within the first two or three months of a new employee, because a lot of things are changed, and you want to, if there's any problems, you want to nip it in the bud right away, or if they're doing really, really well, you want to give them feedback that they're doing well and potentially even give them a raise after two or three months. You want to make sure that people are being paid what they're worth, and if you got someone that's really good, why wait a whole year if you know that they're really good, you want to keep them, and you can afford that.
But it's an interactive process. The employee doesn't just sit and listen and get talked to. I was going to say talked down to, but that's not necessarily the case. It's not a one-way street, and that's evidenced by step four, which is ask and answer questions.
Right. It is a communication process. That's the key. The old school way of being a boss is kind of bossing people around, and that time has come and gone a long time, and if anyone's doing it that way, they're probably going to be losing employees pretty quickly.
Those reviews were done as memos. You just handed it down a sheet of paper with a raise written in the corner. Here's your 2% or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any communication or exchange. Now, I guess that when the ask and answer question step four, you do need to make sure that you stay on focus. That shouldn't be about things that are unrelated to the year-end review, though, right?
Right. Well, basically, you know you're going to be having a review, and you're going to have, you know, potentially an hour or more with your boss. It's a really important time to set a tone for the future. And so, you know, the boss should have important questions that they have waited to ask their employee, and they'll bring it up at that time. And at the same time, the employee may have some really important questions that they have waited to ask the boss about.
And it seems logical, and I guess that's why you've got these in the order you've got them in, that you come out of that Q&A session creating goals. And those goals may have a lot to do with you asking the employee what his or her desires, plans are, and what direction they'd like to grow. And you've already discussed strengths and weaknesses, and that's where the goals come from.
Exactly. The first three or four parts of the review is kind of reviewing the past. And once we kind of review the past and the present and know where we are now, we want to look into the future. And so we want to talk about the goals, and we want to, and step six is compensation. We want to talk about future.
Sure. Everybody's favorite topic.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a general rule, I always say talk about money last. It's always most important on pretty much any subject. When you're buying something in a store or negotiating anything, you want to know what you're getting and what you're negotiating before you discuss the money. A lot of people don't do it that way, but I find it usually works out the best.
Larry, you deal with, as you mentioned, you prefer to work with small companies or do a lot of work with small companies. I don't want to put words in your mouth there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you have a rule of thumb for how much information you'll give the employees in a review when you're discussing compensation? Do you say, you know, this year we've struggled a little bit, or our expenses are up 22%, and you might have been expecting a raise of 3, but we're only, you know, 1.25 across the board? Or do you tell them anything, or do you just kind of say, this is you, there are business reasons behind it? How revelatory can you be?
Well, you know, it depends partly on the general personality of the boss or the owner. Some people by nature are really pretty closed, and when I'm working with people like that, usually I encourage them to be at least a little bit more open and give them the advantages why that being open and honest is normally the right way to do it, because otherwise if you're hiding things, it creates a kind of sense of suspicion. I'm not saying open the books to all of your employees or maybe to any of your employees, but at least giving them a general sense of how things are going is certainly important to do.
All right, Larry, in just a minute or so we have left, you want to offer something up, the Jumpstart Positive Change.
Yes. I have put on my website recently a free program that I call it Jumpstarts Positive Change in Your Business, Career, and Personal Life, and it's a five-step approach. The first three or four steps are really quick. It's like a one-minute video, and then signing up for my free monthly newsletter. And then the step four is a 50-minute presentation that I have done over and over again, which I call Making Positive Changes Happen in Your Business, mm-hmm. Career, and Personal Life. And once you go through that, I ask people to think about what are your goals, your short-term, medium-term, long-term goals, and what obstacles or things you think are slowing you down from hitting them. Once you have that figured out, you would make an appointment with me, and we would have a free coaching session, mm-hmm. and I would help you go over that and give you my thoughts and ideas of how you can move forward.
So, again, the first three steps are kind of push-button, click stuff on the website, which is
right.
BusinessTuneUps.com. Then step four is a 50-minute video that you watch in the privacy of your own home,
mm-hmm.
nobody else involved, all of that free. And then the final step, once you've gone through all of that so that you'll be properly prepared and you know Larry's philosophies and approaches to coaching, spend almost an hour at no charge whatsoever with Larry Rudwick, our business coach here on The Buzz on Biz, to jumpstart positive change in your career, in your personal life, and if you are a business owner, to help start the business down that process also.
And there's a guarantee.
Oh.
The whole thing is free, but if people don't feel like they've gotten good value for the money, I will give them double their money back.
Oh, man. It doesn't get better.
The holidays have gotten to you, haven't they, Larry?
There we go.
We got to wrap it up. But it is, you're willing to do all of this with people for free. You enjoy what you do, don't you?
I do. I have a real passion for it. My passion is business and helping people and doing it in a way that's enjoyable for both of us.
All right. Folks, the best way to get that started is to visit BusinessTuneUps.com. You can also read Larry's entire article about that. We kind of skimmed over the six steps in employee reviews, but he goes into much more depth. It's a great guide for you. If you've got to conduct employee reviews, find the archive of articles and the current article, encourage better performance from others during the business year-end business reviews. All of that at BusinessTuneUps.com, or you can call Larry anytime at 571-331-6102. Larry Rudwick, Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy, our business coach here at the Buzz on Biz. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. See you next month.
You bet.